Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day. And if you think that they're, you know, that the camel's excited, you ought to see Linda. You know, Linda comes in there. They're clapping her hands together. And she's telling Bob, it's hump day. It's hump day. Bob's, I know.
I'm trying to get the file up to, in fact, play.
I know. And she's just encouraging you. I mean, if you were a horse, you'd be sticking the spurs in right then. Hey, get going there, buddy. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, of course, you just heard Bad Bob being here today, and a little bit better coming in the mornings, right?
Matter of fact, yes.
In
although
your convertible?
As a matter of fact, I had to trade vehicles today because we have a very logistically challenging day, so I needed the heavy hauler for
the
some
heavy
stuff
hauler
that I need to do.
I was wondering where the bee is.
She was taking the open-air special.
Yeah, the open-air special. I love watching you come in the morning. It's like it really is your thing, isn't it? You love to just feel the morning breeze and see, you know, you always check out the horizon. And
well, you feel less boxed and more... It's you know, not quite a motorcycle, but you feel a little more out there in the middle of it. And when I drive past the post office, that's not always
a good thing. Well, Bob, I was thinking about this today when we drove in together was, you know, if we don't tell you enough, we so appreciate you. This station, KCNR, could not have launched and been... we've been on the air now, what, almost eight years?
We're starting our eighth year.
And, Bob, you are a part of us like, you know, lace. And we really just,
like
we don't get to tell you that enough. Well, you know how when you tie together lace,
somebody needs
it's
to plug in
part.
The wires, you know. So.
Well, thank you.
And you've gone through, you've gone through the whole thing. You know, parts where he just has his head down on the desk going, no.
Yeah.
And for those who were listening to the stream, we did experience a problem with our stream yesterday, found the problem and addressed it. And hopefully today, those folks on the chat room and listening to us worldwide, we'll get a nice, clean, and loud signal.
And, you know, I got an email after the show, but Laura Ingram, I guess, has moved to a new studio, and they were suffering some sound problems. But they didn't say anything to us until afterwards. But supposedly it's fixed, even though they were told it was fixed three times before.
Okay.
So if you're listening to Laura Ingram today and there's some sound problems, that's why. When they moved to their new studio, there seems to be a problem.
She was going crazy yesterday over Paul Ryan going to Colorado and I think the whole thing is just such a... we'll talk about it as it unfolds today. But currently 67 degrees. We have 103 today. And hopefully we're going to be in the process of getting our air conditioning fixed today. But if not, you know what? You just bear through it. I keep thinking about the pioneers and what they went through.
And how they smelled.
But
and how hot
it
was.
Just, you just deal with it. But we know that people, it's like
worse.
Our station.
It could be a lot
Please
worse.
Know, thank you for your loyalty. We know if there's a problem with an electronic thing, we're going to be on it. So that's our team. And our team to work on our air conditioning is definitely Alliance. But right now, so tonight, or today, our highs will be 103. Lows tonight of 67. Tomorrow calls for about 100. Thursday night around 65. And Friday, Carl's birthday, is 94 degrees with a low of, our Friday night will be around 65.
I'm glad I'm not
then
that
we're
old.
Into the triple digits on Saturday. Sunday calls for 96. Monday is 98. So then we go into under triple digits in the high 90s the rest of the week. And
where
course,
are those cable knit sweaters?
Yeah, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer. Always 365-3793.
Big shout out to Chuck and Judy over there. And, of course, Chuck's a veteran. Vietnam veteran, flew helicopters over
okay,
there.
Okay, so let me just share with you. So we're on our way today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm on my way. We take separate cars.
You came through the house. You came through the door. Say, I have something to talk about.
I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so I won't. I'm not going to mention right now because, anyways, I drove through and got a coffee this morning, and it's the second place I've gone that I thought maybe. I didn't even ask. I had given a larger bill the first last week or beginning of this week. I can't remember. And I got change back, and I'm not sure. Maybe that one was Starbucks. But anyway, so this morning I drove through a place, and I said, did your prices go up? Yes, we went up 25 cents. So now it's across town that prices have gone up. I don't know about every single place, but and I said, really? He goes, you know, that's that minimum wage thing. And I said, I thought that wasn't going to be implemented right away. He said, well, what's happening is that people, we're starting to have our prices raised of what we're buying. The prices are starting to go up, so we have to pass that along. Unfortunately, he said, you know, this particular person said, I that's the minimum wage. I think it's terrible because then it goes into the consumer. And, just prices shouldn't, you know, you start to just get a regular thing going.
It's
going
to start rolling, and it's going to get worse because it's not just the $10. I mean, you know, San Francisco may be able to simulate this in parts of L.A. and Seattle and Portland, but Oregon had the right idea. Hey, if you're in the city, you get this minimum wage, and if you're out in the urban or in the rural areas, you know, there's a difference. Because this is not just the $10 or the $15 it's going to go to. Then the managers are going to be bumped up to 20. And then, you know, so it's going to be just continuously like this.
Well, and then they also were saying that it's the people who are on fixed incomes. Yeah. That what they're actually going to be getting less money on it. Is that true? Fixed incomes will be getting less?
Well, if they're on a fixed income, it just means is that
your buying power
their buying power goes down. And since the administration thinks that, you know, that, oh, gosh, there's no inflation, mm-hmm. and, you know, so there was no raises in Social Security and other things. So it's got, since there's no inflation, which, of course, is stupid. Mm-hmm. But now with the $15 an hour coming in, I doubt if the cost of living will keep up with that. You know, the increase they do for Social Security and people on fixed incomes and they're, you know, people that are retired like your parents. As it goes up, they're going to be able to buy less.
There you go. Okay, so that makes sense. But my mind was that if you have $10 minimum wage and you go drive through a specialty coffee place and you get all your bells and whistles and it's $5, now $5.25, are you telling me, this is what I was telling myself, that you work an hour, a half hour for you to just, half hour of time to buy a cup of coffee?
Well, see,
and it's such a luxury. It's a luxury, but you and I were talking about this, about a generation that feels like it's their right to do a drive-thru every day. It's part of the deal.
But those are the ones that can afford it. I think that you got people on fixed incomes. What it means is instead of having that going out to eat maybe a couple times a week, maybe it's down to one time a week. So, you know, this thing's going to impact everywhere. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. I want to wish you a happy birthday. I just had one yesterday.
Well, happy. How old
birthday.
Were you? How old were you, Henry?
85.
85. You know what, Henry?
Man, my dad.
I want to give Linda my sympathy. As Joan gives me, I give her mine sometimes. She said I should have never married a Leo.
Oh,
with that, I'll let you go.
Oh, that's cute. No, I think a Leo is great. You know what?
Thanks,
I'm a
Henry.
Gemini.
Happy birthday, buddy.
You
I'm a Gemini. Thank you so much. Happy birthday yesterday, Henry.
85.
Hope you celebrate.
You know, he travels down. He and his wife go to Mexico for 4 or 5 months a year. Loves it down there. He says he feels safer there than he does here in Redding.
Ultimate snowbirds.
Ultimate snowbirds.
Well, today, again, like if you...
What did you say? Oh, that was it. That was the... okay. Yeah, how things went up, the cost.
How things were going up and... I don't know. It's just I just have been really watching that there's the millennials and this generation. It just really started with, you know, just every day getting a cup of coffee and your nails and your hair. in the 70s, that's not what we did. We just didn't
Well, they didn't have those, did they?
Not but it
seven,
wasn't. You
in
the
70s, they hadn't invented coffee yet, had they?
They did not have Starbucks.
Or nails.
Well, yes, because Cher made it really popular, but they were very expensive. And it's not just something that you just went and did. Like, that was a right. Like, you see, when you take your kids, and kids have little things for kids to get pedicures and manicures, it's like, it's just strange.
We have to break here.
Oh, okay.
And then I know we've talked about coffee now for the first segment. I do have a few other things to talk about in the next couple of segments.
Okay, so. But this portion of the show is brought, where's our clock?
Is brought to you by...
I got to check and see. It had to recalibrate. Which means putting it in the front window of the office.
God.
It's a scientific explanation.
It's scientific. It's just, it has to... It has to bring
in...
We
have to count on our computers.
This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit. And John Scaife owns that. He's in charge of Properties by Merit. He's got the knowledge and expertise to go anywhere from commercial down to personal property in the sense of buying your own home, selling your home, finding a new place. He can do it all. He has an extensive knowledge of the local market. John Scaife, give him a call at 338-2112. Check out his website at pbmerit.com. And, the thing is, too, is that John, is a resident here, lifelong resident. He knows what's up. He knows where, I guess you could say where the skeletons are hidden as far as being able to find not only the right house, but the right people to get you your mortgages and to make this get through just as quick as possible, which we have discovered is not as easy as it may appear, especially if you're working with the VA. But John Scaife can make it happen. Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. Why is Trump picking fights with his own party?
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of August. July just kind of snuck by me.
Stop it.
605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 67 degrees, going up to 103 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. I tell you what, Sharon Clark, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year is Home Helpers. And let me tell you something. If you're looking for any type of help around the home for your loved one, say it's a surgery and say they, you know, it's on a leg and they can't get around as well, and you want somebody to check in on them or check up on them, give Sharon a call. She'll go over there. She'll see exactly what they need. She'll find the right person for them, one of her employees that's been extensive background investigation, bonded, insured, trained, the whole thing. Either short period or long in-home period for somebody to be there with them. Keeping someone in the house, keeping them in their home can help with their life and their quality of life. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Okay. Costco has signed an agreement with Rich Development to put Costco on the South Bonneview Pacelli Lane location.
Okay, so it's South Bonneview.
South Bonneview, Pacelli. It's down, you know, south as you go off. You can get off from Bonneview
right there.
That area down there.
That's where the Hilton is down there.
Hilton Garden Inn, I believe, is right down there. I believe that's where it's at, down in that general direction.
So when you come in when you're coming up 5,
yeah,
it'll be to your left.
Yeah, or if you're going down 5, it'll be to your right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, hey, so much for Oasis. But what other stores are going to be there?
Oh, okay,
I don't know if you say it's Costco. There could be a whole bunch of other stores along there. Imagine that, because there's other land down there that's available right now. And can you imagine if you had a Costco and then how about a Bass or a Cabela's?
Mm.
Sportsman's Warehouse would not be happy with that. Dick's will just walk away. But if you got a Bass
or
Sportsman's, well, I don't know that. You're right because Dick's Sporting Goods has a variety of things. In fact, not a lot of hunting stuff as it is everything else.
Right. It has a lot of great things for kids
Sportsman's
for sport.
Warehouse. Yes. Yeah, but I tell you what, a Bass or Cabela's could be a big battle.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I picked up, there's also a use application for a shopping center for 149,000 square feet on South Bonneview and Churn Creek, also near the 5. So this is not the same place, and this is for a Safe Mart or a Save Mart for a grocery store, a restaurant, and several other stores there. So that's another large complex that that the Planning Commission is getting for building there. I think that's a great idea. So there's two big places that could be having Costco. Costco's going to be on South Bonneview.
What's the projected date?
Oh, I don't know. I would say, once they sign on this, then they go through all the other stuff. Maybe the city will actually put a high speed on them getting permits and everything. Maybe they could start, if the city really, really pushes it, 12 years from tomorrow. If they really push it, and Brent Weaver gets involved in it and all the guys
studies.
And they do. And after they finish this, with the studies. And then, of course, you're going to have the 200 people writing saying they don't want it there. So you've got to have that. And then there'll be the lawsuits because there is not a snail darter there, but they will import fairy shrimp to drop in the area, of course. And then there is the one mole. That's in that one area in there. So you're going to have to dig it up and move it someplace, probably to our backyard where the rest of them are. And anyway, so I'm thinking that,
or
well,
up at the doggy
we
park.
We have a mole breeding area out there. You know, all of a sudden there's a hole there. So Snooki elk killer waits, and just sits there and watches, thinking eventually they're going to come up. And when it does, I'm going to rip its little head off.
It's probably the gopher from Caddyshack.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
She may be outweighed. Okay.
I've got one for
you. Okay, it's your turn, because okay. I'm going to start at 7:30. I'm going to start with Trump. And you know what? Frankly, okay, I'm going to tell everybody this. All my friends, all my acquaintances, don't send me another negative email. Don't forward them to me on Facebook about Trump. All right? I know Trump is flawed. I know he's flawed in so many different areas. But he will never be as flawed as Hillary is. Until he comes up, and I mean evidence that he's a pedophile or something like that, you know, a sexual abuser of women, you know, something that's proven and not a bunch of just crap coming out there, don't send it to me. Because I just, you know, I mean, you're my friends, and I'll never be rude to you. But what I do is I mutter things.
Yeah, I put a family member of mine on ignore because
don't do it to me anymore. Really? I don't need it.
What'd they do?
I don't send stuff out. I tell you what, I do not send stuff out on Hillary. I could.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, there's thousands of things. I mean, even the Washington Post gave her 4 Pinocchios the other day, and we'll talk about that. 4 Pinocchios means that you really lied. You can only get 4 Pinocchios. It goes from 0 Pinocchio to 4 Pinocchios. Her nose was so long she could not get out of the studios for 2 hours and get into her limousine. You know, she has not driven a car in 20 years. You realize
Bob, you were
right?
saying that you'd
anyway.
Be banned.
Yeah, a family member of mine who is a staunch Democrat, and God bless her, but to use the Southern term. But
bless her heart.
Bless her heart. But she posted a picture of, it was... the tag, you know, Make America Great Again, and it shows Trump blowing his brains out, which was wrong on so many levels
right.
as far as what the Democrats spout as their value yeah. set.
Getting
Not
evil.
To mention it was an absolute slap in the face to any family that has suffered from a suicide in the family.
Ooh,
it was stupid.
So many
so
levels.
So I ignored her. I took her off my list.
Your okay. sister?
A relative.
A relative. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't say it was your sister. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, but this in the Wall Street Journal.
But I get those from family members, and I just do this. I just grit my teeth, and I am going to put something out today and say, hey, all you my friends, all my very close friends, all 2,326 of you, don't send me any more stuff on. Almost, yeah. Reach for that. Reach for that.
We have a second.
Reach
seven
for that.
Second
You've
delay.
Got 7 seconds to hit that delay.
I think that S word is not is one of the words you can't use.
I think it was one of them, but don't you know enough. Enough.
It's
okay.
It's a Carl.
Now,
word.
Wall
That's
Street
right.
Journal today. Okay. The headline is U.S. sent cash to Iran.
Yes.
As Americans were freed. Here's what it says in the first paragraph. The Obama administration secretly organized an airlift of $400 million worth of cash.
Euros, Swiss francs, not dollars, but everything
Iran
else.
To Iran that coincided with the January release of 4 Americans
okay.
detained in
this
Tehran,
is,
according
is,
to U.S. and European officials and congressional staff briefed on the operation afterward.
Okay, now here's what Obama administration says. It was just a coincidence that the plane carrying the $400 million of euro, Swiss francs, and other currency landed and the hostages were released that very same day. Just a coincidence. And it didn't have anything to do with that. What they were trying to do, it was part of the deal for the nuke deal, was, you know, handing them the $400 million. Do you believe that?
Wait a minute.
No, did you believe that?
How
could you believe that?
I'm reading about it. The money represented the first installment of a $1.7 billion settlement the Obama administration reached with Iran to resolve a decades-old dispute over failed arms deal signed just before the 1979 fall of Iran's last monarch, Shah Mohammad Reza.
Yeah.
Plavi.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're saying
okay.
it was a coincidence.
I mean, this stuff is starting to make me sick. With the nuclear deal done, prisoners released The time was right to resolve the dispute as well, President Barack Obama said at the White House on January 7th, without disclosing the $400 million cash payment. All right, so as I read these things in the morning, I don't know. What do you think about that, Carl? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was part of the deal. They said, look, we're going to we've already signed away our future here with you guys, but and they said, well, give us some money. And he said, well, give us the hostages. I said, we'll give you the hostages when you give us the money. So the second it landed with the $400 million, somebody went in there and looked at it, they turned them loose. So you can say that we didn't, you know, the Obama administration says we didn't pay for those hostages. Of course you did. Of course you did. I mean, but what this does is we just negotiated with people that have our Americans as hostages, and we've just paid $400 million for them, $100 million apiece, which may have been some part of some languishing deal, but you still gave it to them on the release of these hostages. I don't know. It's the type of thing is, you know, if you've got somebody a hostage, you say, well, go pay for it. But then you're just putting everybody else at target in these countries. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know what? If I was somebody in California, I think I'd get my concealed carry permit right now, and I think I'd buy a gun right now. I'd get my training through Ted Leidy and the Northern Firearms Instruction. This is what he does. This is his business. He has a number of trained NRA instructors. All of them are NRA card carrying instructors that have been through a variety of classes to teach concealed carry and defensive pistol. If you don't have a pistol or the pistol you have doesn't fit or you're looking for a new pistol, and Ted will provide the pistols for you for the class. And you might want to, take advantage of that now because of new laws that the state of California has pushed in. But you can get, he's got a class going this weekend, but there are classes all the time. And how do you sign up for these? You go online at readingccw.com or you give him a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. It's 7:31 in the morning, 67 degrees. And we will be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, let's talk about Trump and his battle with the GOP. Talking about the lake and there was not another car inside. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Baramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bott.
Good morning, everyone.
It is 26 minutes before the hour here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 67 degrees going up to 103 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. Wellgate Sports Club is our sponsor for this segment of the show. On the corner of Court and Eureka Street, you're not going to find a better place in town to work out. It is truly a sporting club with Bohem Spa inside and all new equipment. You can have anything you could possibly want to do.
Not forget the saltwater pool.
Elliptical machines, stair climbers, rowing machines, and then, of course, free weights. Great instruction, super trainers there, free towels, sauna, and, of course, the saltwater pool facility, which is unique. Saltwater.
I'd get some personal training with Kathleen Kelling in the aqua section of the whole workout. It's just fantastic.
Give them a call at 768-1205. You won't be sorry. Okay.
With us this morning is Jana Laird. Jana, what is your official title?
I am the general manager and executive producer.
Okay, general manager, executive producer for the Cascade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here at the Cascade Theater. When you came in, I know that you just had a spectacular trip that was in New York, and you went to a wonderful series of conventions.
Yes, I actually just got back from two back-to-back conferences. The first one was the League of Historic American Theater Conference. It's the national conference in Chicago. And then I flew directly to New York, and I actually brought with me one of my directors from the Cascade Theater, Kim Acuna. And we attended the Music Theater International Broadway Producer and Directors Conference.
Okay, so how do you go about being able to, besides the fact, of course, you're general manager and creative artistic director and all of the above, but is it hard to get into these conferences? Is there like a waiting list? Because I would think that throughout America there would be all kinds of people that want to attend. And how large is it?
The National Conference for the League of Historic American Theaters, we are a member, so we have priority registration. But there was about 300 representatives from historical American theaters all around the nation that were there. It was really wonderful. I came back incredibly energized and really felt relieved that other theaters have, the same worries and concerns that we do, or it was also really refreshing to know that our Cascade Theater is really, it's really at a good spot.
I have one problem with one of the things you said there, that you could be more energized. How could you be more energized, Jenna? I mean, I'm not sure how that's possible. The rest of it I understand, Cascade's right up there with the best. Everybody else has the same problems, and you became more energized.
Well, it made me remember that I am working in a piece of history every single day. It's your work environment tends to become kind of your second home, and maybe there's things you take for granted. So after I got back from the conference, I kind of went and sat in the theater a little bit and just soaked in the beauty of what the community has pulled together, because it really is a fantastic building. And I I refocused on the fact that what I'm doing every single day is helping create more opportunities for the next generations to come and a piece of history for them to experience, which is really, really fantastic.
So you go into Chicago for the historical part.
Mm-hmm.
What did you take away from Chicago?
You mean the city itself?
Well, I mean the Chicago conference.
Oh, what did I take away? Well, it was really great to be able to see how other theaters do their branding and their season lineup, and to talk with them about their volunteers and how they organize certain procedures and policies. So I took away with me lots of ideas. I took away with me a little pat on the back because I feel like the Cascade has really come a long way, and there are a lot of things that I think that we're doing quite well. I took away with me some really great connections that I guarantee I'll be giving them a call and saying, so how do you do this again? Or what do you guys do about this situation?
It's always fantastic.
Networking was fantastic.
Networking is just, it's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching out and finding other people who can help you to grow. So I think it's fantastic that you did this and that you're bringing this newfound knowledge back here so that the theater is just really, where you're bringing the theater right now is just amazing again. So then you go from Chicago into New York. Then to give us a little bit of an insight of what happened through the New York experience.
Sure. So the New York conference was a 3-day conference, and it started off every morning around 9 a.m. with big group sessions, and then you could break up into smaller sessions that suited your interests or your needs. So we went to a stage management session with Broadway stage managers and explained how they do their process and what their struggles are and what the business is like. We attended a choreography session with the choreographer from On Your Feet, which is the Gloria Estefan musical that's on Broadway right now. And we actually had to go through a Broadway audition, which was terrifying.
Wow.
But exhilarating at the same time.
What did you take away from that?
I took away from that how Broadway does their dance auditions. How fast they move,
mm-hmm.
the procedure and the structure behind it, and their reasoning for how they structure their auditions.
Mm-hmm. Do they give you like a five? You get each person maybe gets like a bar and a chorus next, and then a dance step. So how does that work now? I mean, that's what it used to be.
Actually, it's not that much different. So what they did is they taught us about 3-4-8 counts. And then if you made it to the last round, then she put you on the spot and you had to make up 2-8 counts after that.
Oh, wow.
To show off what your natural ability is, but also to see if you can connect and improv a little bit and have a little bit of creativity.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
I never thought of that either.
Well, if you lose for some reason, if you're out there and you just happen to think about, like, okay, I totally spaced out, what are you going to do in order to fill the space?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Okay, yeah. And how about with the singing part?
So there, then we attended a couple master classes where we saw several people from Broadway come and actually sing what they would have sung for some of their auditions.
Ooh.
And we met with Renee Goldsberry, who actually played Angelica Schuyler in Hamilton. With the conference, we attended 4 Broadway productions, and we had private Q&As with the cast afterwards.
Oh, okay, so just, were you in heaven?
Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, well, you're probably the only person in the Reading area that has been able to see Hamilton because there's like a year wait.
Oh, yeah, it's sold out for a year.
Okay, so what was that? That is historical in the fact that it won more Tonys than I think any other musical in history.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. And it really is as amazing as everyone is buzzing about. It is breaking the molds of musical theater by far. By bringing rap.
Yeah.
Rap on stage. Who would have thought of that? But it's brilliant. The way that they've executed everything is really, really mm-hmm. brilliant. And it's beautiful. And I cried and I laughed and I came away going, wow, I was just flabbergasted.
High art form.
Oh, absolutely.
And then what other plays did you see?
Then I saw Shuffle Along,
okay.
Which was a tap phenomenon, and it just closed. It just closed on Sunday.
Well, that means it'll be a revival or a touring company,
Yep, possibly.
That'll be great, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
And then we actually saw Something Rotten, which was hysterical. And then we saw Fun Home, which is a new contemporary show on Broadway, you know, kind of questioning the sexuality between of a young woman. So it was really interesting. I had no idea what the show was about. And
sometimes that's the best way to go, right? You don't have any idea, and
yep.
all of a sudden, boom, you have to expand your walls and your brain to
yep.
like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. It was theater in the round in a square theater.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Square theater with theater in the round. So.
Square. Okay.
Yeah. It was
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So then we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jenna Laird is our guest, of course, at the Cascade Theater, and just came back from a great, you know, Broadway theatrical conference, and bringing so much of that knowledge to the North State here as we have these wonderful things that are happening at the Cascade. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jenna more about upcoming performances and what we can expect with the 2016-17 season.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for that special piece of jewelry, that special piece of estate jewelry, or your own designed ring, necklace, bracelet, go on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices. Good value right there at Four Winds Jewelry. It's where Linda shops. It's the first place she always goes to if she's looking for jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, and they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. At Four Winds Jewelry, he can repair any kind of watch. Give him a call at 222-2750 or stop by Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday, 7:49 in the morning. It's currently 68 degrees, radioactive. Going to be 103 today. Hope your air conditioning is working because ours went out on Friday, but our good friends from Alliance Heating and Air, they are going to be fixing that for us.
That's right. Alliance Heating and Air in the business for, you know what, I can tell you everything that I've got written down here that's absolutely true. Been in the business this long, been best in the North State, voted best in the North State in 2015, and probably could be voted best in the North State all the way. But when it comes right down to the road, when they're talking about when the chips are down, is somebody going to be there? Alliance Heating and Air was there, and they fought the battle for us. The equipment's coming in. Martin has been on the phone with them. He has held his ground because sometimes insurance companies want to give you lesser than what maybe should be there, but we'll do the job. He held the ground. He said, fine, just don't send it. He said, then I won't do it. I'm not going to put in a system that's not going to do the job. And they turned around and said, okay, you're right. You're the guy on the ground, and they're sending this whole new system in. This is the kind of guy that Martin is
right.
From Alliance Heating and Air. And if you use anybody else than Martin and Alliance Heating and Air, you're just not getting that kind of person to work for you. You give them a call at 221-2642 and tell them you want them to fight, that you want them to take care of you like he's taking care of everybody else, every other customer. Because we're a customer there. Homecomfort.org is his website, Alliance Heating and Air.
There you go. I can't see.
You know what?
Yep.
You know what? But when he, I mean, the guy shows up after hours on a Friday night to try and help it, bringing in everybody, then gives you a portable air conditioner, floor air conditioner to try and make it work. You know, this, you can't find service like this. We have it right here in town.
And in the last part of segment of this show this morning is our good friend, someone we admire so much, is Jana Laird, who is the general manager and doing so much with the Cascade Theater, an artistic developer, and I mean, I could go on and on. We have a season set up that, you know, coming up, let's talk about, just refresh our listeners on who's going to be at the Cascade so people can get tickets.
Sure. Well, we are so excited. We have Brandi Carlile coming back this Saturday, actually, August 6th. And then in September for our lineup, we have Sean Colvin on September 8th. September 22nd, we have Big Head Todd and the Blues Show. That's going to be fantastic. September 24th, Riders in the Sky, which is their salute to Roy Rogers.
You would love to go.
What is it? Okay. I've been twice. People have said things in the last few days that maybe reflect on my age. Oh, why didn't you go see Roy Rogers? Oh, why didn't you go see you know the Plainsman from 1923?
Oh, first of all, Riders in the Sky. I mean, look at that.
Oh, you love. Okay,
oh, no.
All right. I'm
they
full.
Are fantastic.
I'm coming.
First time I saw them was at the Golden Boot Awards.
That's right.
And they used to be there annually.
Where Linda and I met.
Yeah, but they are fantastic. That's really they're entertaining. They remind me.
They yodel.
They dress in the old cowboy. And then, of course, a tribute to Roy Rogers, who doesn't. We still watch black and white TCM with Roy Rogers stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And their Grammy Award winners, they're fantastic.
I'm going.
And really the date on that is?
September 24th for Riders in the Sky. And then, of course, Kris Kristofferson.
Bought tickets.
September 29th.
I hope you have some left because we would love to have our listeners from KCNR.
What day is that? September 29th.
Thursday, September 29th. Mm-hmm. Kris Kristofferson.
We'll be in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the end of August.
So that's our September lineup, and we super excited. And coming up in August, we have our auditions for Cascade Christmas.
Okay, so tell us, coming up in August, we're here.
Yeah, two more weeks.
Okay, so
next weekend.
So next weekend then is the 9th, but the 14th?
It's actually the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you are doing for auditions. When somebody, now let's put this out there because people are listening on their way to take their kids now pretty soon to school, or at least according to the stores, the before school, you know, get back to school shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so moms, dads, uncles, cousins, this is open call.
Open call. We're looking for singers and dancers, and actors, of course, ages 6 and up. Anybody ages 6 and up. This, it used to be 7, and we've actually lowered it down to 6. So
kids are more precocious today.
Oh, they're so darling.
But here's the thing. Watching the Cascade Christmas last year was just so professional. But people in the show had not done, some of the people in the show had not done a production like that in the past. So that's why I keep saying encouraging. If you can follow direction, you have a voice, you want to be part of something that's fantastic, just put together a rehearsal song, a song that you think that you can audition with, and go audition.
You can even just come and sing a Christmas song. You all know a Christmas song. And, you know, and
can I come in my harmonica and sing, sing and can I play Silent Night?
Sure.
I can do
all
that.
Right.
There's probably no spot for that in there, though, right?
I don't know.
It's really
I don't know.
Good.
Are you starting
it's
to
really
write
good.
It now? I mean,
the show's almost done.
The show's almost okay. So are you so doing yet, it? Is it in rhyme again?
I wish
this
people
year?
Could have seen Jenna's
no.
face right there.
Okay, no,
nope, I
not
wish
in
people could have seen your face right there when I said, "How about my harmonica?" And it was just, you know, your eyes didn't roll up into your head, but you know, one of the first things they do when people don't want to hurt your feelings, their eyes go to the left.
And did they go left?
Yeah, they went left hard. So. Anyway, so I knew what it was. I knew what the answer was.
I just had to think about it a second.
Yeah.
I really
and you never can tell. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's one of those, you know, everybody knows that it's like pulling teeth to get me into theaters anyway. But I've been going more and more and more.
Love
and
the Cascade Christmas
your
show.
The Cascade Christmas show is just... is just so good.
Well, and the show.
I wish my grandkids were here and all those things. So.
The show is completely different this year.
It's different all the time.
Yep, we rewrite it every year, and Jessica Fletcher Weishman is writing the script again this year. It's almost done. We're on our third round of edits right now, and and you know, I really encourage people if you haven't auditioned, come audition. If you have auditioned before, come audition again, because every show is completely different. And if you didn't make it last year, you may be the perfect person that we're looking for this year. And
don't take it personally if you don't make it.
No.
I always am afraid. You know, I always think, oh, God, what if I, you know. And the thing is that you're casting you have something as a director, right? An image of what you kind of want parts to be. Mm-hmm. So people can't take it like, oh, I'm not good enough. Because the perfect example, come back this year.
And, you know, I love telling the story. I'm gonna call out Brad Pike for a second. But Brad Pike came and auditioned for us about 4 or 5 times and never made it. Never made it. And then his last audition... he came and he got the lead role for Captain Hook.
He was fantastic.
So, I mean, you just never know.
And now he's been in a bunch of productions.
And then he was in our last production. He was in Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. And now he is actually a company member.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's just like anything, you know, tenacity. Mm-hmm. If you just keep putting your face into it. And working away, keep your feet moving, there's a good chance that, you know what, probably... isn't it like the third or fourth time you see somebody, you realize that, you know, maybe we can find a spot for them someplace? Or is it like, well, you know what, you might as well just never come back here again?
Actually, no. We've never had that approach. We're very objective. So even if we've seen you come through auditions 3 or 4 times, we'd be like, oh, remember them? Oh, that's so great to see them back. Because... it's great to see how you've changed since your last audition as well. And
People
blossom. And, I'll call out Avi Brown, who played Jane in Mary Poppins. She auditioned for us several times. And her sister made it almost all the times, and she didn't. Mm. And every time she was done with auditions, she kept asking me, what can I do to improve? And I would tell her, and she came back with those skills sharpened and skilled. So it's been great. It's been really, really great.
Well, you know what, and that's part of what you do, Jenna, is you help, you nurture people, you nurture people, and you help them grow. The clock there is wrong, then, so we're going to have to be watching the computer.
Yes, right. The clock's so it's off 10 seconds minutes. Off. It hasn't synced up yet.
Thank you so much for joining us, and your darling. How old is your child now?
This is Avon, and he's 4 and a half.
Aww.
You know, he's been sitting out there quiet.
Such
look
a good
at
boy.
Him.
You know what? He was raised in the theater, born in a trunk.
thank
Born
you so
in a trunk with a Broadway mom.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have Hope Seth and the people from the Economic Development Corporation be with us talking about what's going on. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460,
thank you,
Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. A new poll finds most Americans are not worried about contracting the Zika virus. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
The CNN ORC International poll finds 23% of Americans are at least somewhat worried that they or someone in their family will fall victim to the Zika virus. 30% are not too worried. 47% are not worried at all. The poll was conducted after officials in Florida said last week that four cases of the virus are the first to be transmitted in the continental United States. Since then, 10 more people in Florida have been infected.
As correspondent Linda Kenyon, the state of Rio de Janeiro concerned about the possible spread of the Zika virus there during the Olympic Games, but also the possible threat of a terrorist attack. That's why they're deploying nearly 14,000 additional security officers during the Games, which officially get underway on Friday. Former FBI Special Agent Bobby Chacon.
The Olympics are probably the most difficult of any event you can think of to secure.
Chacon should know he helped to secure the Salt Lake City and Athens Olympics in the past. The 10 members of the Olympic refugee team received a standing ovation when they were introduced at the IOC's General Assembly meeting yesterday. Swimmer Yusra Mardini says as part of that refugee team, she looks forward to the opening ceremony.
I'll be honored, I'll be proud, I'll be happy. I'll have the pain in my stomach because this is a great feeling. And yeah, of course I'm going to think of everyone who supported me.
Adam Schrenk is reporting that an International Emirates plane came down hard today as it was damaged on landing in Dubai.
An Emirates airliner from India with 300 people on board crash-landed at Dubai's main airport shortly after noon. The crash halted all the air traffic at the airport, which happened to be the Middle East's busiest airport.
It was a Boeing 777, officials say, with 300 people on board. Thankfully, everybody made it off the plane safely. It's been slow going on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up, but just about 12 points. More details at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
A private survey says U.S. companies added 179,000 jobs last month.
Payroll processor ADP says services firms such as retailers and shipping firms added 185,000 jobs. The report notes construction companies cut jobs while manufacturers added just 4,000 positions. The report shows that many businesses are still hiring even as growth has been sluggish this year. The ADP figures cover only private businesses and often diverge from the official figures.
As correspondent Jeremy House, a private survey has found that U.S. service companies expanded more gradually in July, with job gains slowing and a key gauge of economic growth. That word from the Institute for Supply Management laying out its numbers. It says that its index fell to 55.5 in July, down from 56.5 in June, although any reading on that scale above the number of 50 is said to signal growth in those job sectors. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. A San Diego judge who has been a target of Donald Trump's repeated criticism has blocked the release of videos of the Republican presidential nominee testifying in a lawsuit about the now-defunct Trump University.
U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, in a ruling Tuesday, denied the request from news organizations that wanted full transcripts and video of Trump's recent depositions. Curiel says that while there was legitimate public interest in viewing Trump's demeanor in the footage, there was greater potential for harm because of the media scrutiny it was expected to generate. Trump's attorney said the video would be used to tarnish the campaign. Curiel came under attack by Trump in May after he permitted the release of unrelated documents in the class action lawsuit. Keith Peters reporting.
Officials now confirm a deadly wildfire that continues to spread near California's Big Sur area was started by an illegal campfire. Authorities are still trying to determine who started that fire. They're asking for information from other campers who may have been in the area before the massive blaze broke out. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It is Wednesday, August the 3rd. It's hump day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like it's going to be a hot day with our temperatures around 103 today, with our lows of around 67. Tomorrow calls for a high of 100, with Thursday night around 65. Friday now we get down below our triple digits with the prediction and the forecast of being around 94 degrees. That is the forecast for now with the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones this morning, and let's begin with Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
And you have a big event today.
We do, and I love to see, you know, all of your listeners come by to Shameless O'Leary's there on California Street. We're going to be there from 11 to 8, and we are. It's a fundraiser for the state of Jefferson. We have a lot of businesses who generously donated items for a raffle, and we're inviting people to come by, have some lunch or dinner. We're going to be there from 11 to 8, and all the proceeds from the sale of the tickets are going to go into the fund to pay our attorneys for the court case coming up.
All right. You know what? You want to get all of our listeners there, you might offer free beer. So
yes. Yes, there might be. We've got some great prizes. Old West has donated some gift cards.
Oh,
we've got lunch tickets, and we've got someone that donated firearms instructions. So there's something here for everybody, and the money goes towards a good cause, the state of Jefferson.
All right. Sally, you know, you're all fighting a good fight, and this, you know, as things go on, this may be the only option for a lot of people.
Yes,
is
it
that.
Is.
So that's today from 11 to 8. 11 a.m.
Yes,
to 8.
O'Leary's.
Right there on California Street.
Yep.
I think it's California Street.
All right. Yeah, park in the underground parking lot, I think, is the easiest place to
park.
It
is. Park in this parking structure and just walk across the street. You'll be fine. All right.
Across from Foundry Square.
Yeah. Okay, Sally, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
You bet. This portion of the show is brought to you by, oh, wait a minute. What'd you have? You had something.
I was actually looking to see if the state of Jefferson had a theme song yet, and apparently not one has been picked, although suggestions include California Dreaming and the theme to the TV show, The Jeffersons Moving On Up.
Moving On Up. Oh, that could be one. Oh, how about the, you know, it could be the... Well, the movie, what was the movie that was just there, San Andreas, where you have your automatic split of California. It just splits automatically at San Francisco and goes across, I mean, if you look at it. So,
well, you start reading about the Cascade Subduction Zone, and you start going, ooh, this makes the San Andreas look like a wiggle.
Yeah, I mean, just something else to look forward to in California. If they don't get you from the legislature, they will get you from under your feet. Hey, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by some really great people, Budget Blinds, and come out to your house. They're going to talk to you about the best covering for your windows, whether they're drapes or shutters or whatever. Whatever fits in your budget and fits in your decor, they're going to make sure it works for you. They also have the solar shades, which will help cut the amount of sunlight that comes through your house, which then will keep your house cooler, which means that your air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. And they're coming to our house on Monday. We're going to go through, and we're going to talk to you about that, about the what they do, what they look at. And we're really taking a look at the solar shades. You can get a rebate from REU for solar shades. You may get a rebate from REU for solar shades up to $500. So Okay. We're waiting for our EDC that they've got some important things they're doing. They're going to be in a couple minutes. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump. I can talk about Trump. I'm not sure why he continues to pick fights with the within the GOP. He has said, they said, will you endorse Ryan? He says, well, I'm not to that point yet. I've got to, you know, hear a little more. Exactly what Ryan said about Trump. And then they said, what about McCain? He says, I think McCain's made some bad decisions. You know, he hasn't done enough for veterans, and he is a veteran. He should, that should be his premier, that should be his premier topic, is that. Well, you know, I think there's just so many things that he could be doing, like talking about, like his daughter did, about jobs, the economy. This 1.2% GDP is horrible, horrible. We talked to bankers in here yesterday that just said, you know what, this is so anemic. And the fact is that if you look at the average for the last 8 years, it's only like 1.4, which is well below where it should be. And they're touting this like, oh, this is great. Look, the GDP has grown every year. It's grown by 1%. It used to be grown by 4 or 5%. And we still don't have the salaries are still stagnant. The businesses are still moving out of the country. Trump needs to say, look, I'm going to keep this country safe. I'm going to rebuild the economy like, and this is the way I'm going to do it. But these asides, I don't understand. Is it the fact that his advisors perhaps are saying, well, this is what got you here. Ride the horse. Don't be afraid to speak out. Don't be afraid to speak out against the establishment. It doesn't mean that you can't have these feelings. But I'm thinking is that, you know, where is your opponent? Your opponent is Hillary Clinton. You're sitting around doing this stuff. Yeah, you get all of the, you know what? You get all of the headlines. And she doesn't. But it means they're turning their focus on you instead of going back and perhaps focusing on some of the things she's done, like the four Pinocchios, the Washington Post, which is in her pocket, gave her for her interview on Sunday, where she said, I didn't lie to the American people. Comey says, yes, you did, the FBI director. I didn't send out any classified emails. Yes, you did, according to FBI. All of these things, they said, she's not sophisticated enough to handle classified material. A former senator and secretary of state is not sophisticated enough to handle classified material. The people that are on her side, I said, look at the Middle East. And when they said to me, look, she's trained. She's got all this experience. And I said, look at the Middle East. Well, you know, that was Bush's fault when we went into Iraq. Oh, no. You can't keep blaming it on Bush. It's been 8 years. 8 years of Obama and Hillary. You can't keep blaming him for this. You want to blame him for getting in there? Absolutely. Did he make a bunch of dumb decisions? Oh, yeah. At the end, the military pulled our ashes out of the fire by winning that battle. After that, we lost the peace between Hillary and Obama. We lost the peace. So when people, you know, so it's, I just cannot figure out why this leader, supposed leader of the Republican Party, is not focusing on the battle. And he's just continuing to go out and spread himself thinly when he shouldn't have to. As opposed to Clinton, who turns around and just every time she gets a chance, she hits him with a spike. You know, I can't figure it out. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break because we've got Hope Seth has just rolled in here from EDC.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll take a quick break and kind of clear the air here and get started when we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's that has great coffees and cold drinks, of course. Loose and coffee you can buy by the pound and everything else there. And, of course, lotto tickets where you can win $425 million if you are the lucky one. I haven't been there yet. That was, and considering that's part of my retirement plan is winning the lotto. Linda says, I think you should maybe put money into savings instead of, you know, putting a dollar out every week on the lotto. I said, yeah, but it only takes one. Anyway, you can buy those there and then walk next door to the Finest Tobacco Emporium in Northern California. Veteran-owned business. These are great people. They support our community in like a million different ways. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Hope Seth and the Economic Development Corporation.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Baramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everyone. 75 degrees here in the downtown studios with KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good Wednesday morning to you. Some may call it hump day, 818. It's going to be 103 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino Elements Lounge tomorrow night, everyone. Come on out from 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be there with the group, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Of course, many of you know to come out and celebrate Carl's birthday. We're going to be toasting and dancing and having a great time. So that's tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. at Elements Lounge. And it's called Romance on the River.
It's going to be crowded. So
243-3377.
And join us out there. Have a great time.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones before we get into our subject this morning. Lynn, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, my friends. I just wanted to tell our man happy birthday.
Aw, thanks, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Fun plans.
Oh yeah, they're a secret. I'm going to whisk him off on Friday morning.
Wow, Carl, are you ready to be whisked?
I've been blown up, stabbed, been through motorcycle wrecks and car wrecks, but I don't know if I've ever been whisked.
He's going to be whisked this time. We'll tell you all about it Monday morning.
Well, maybe not all about it, but, you know, parts.
Now, of course.
Well, have a great day, and I'll look forward to seeing you Thursday night.
Oh, thank you. Oh backup singer Lynn. Lynn, are you going to sing backup?
Yeah. This is our good friend Lynn Moss.
I can say it on the phone.
It's our good friend Lynn Moss, who owns Country Kitchen. It's one of our favorite places to have breakfast.
There you go.
I've known Lynn since she opened the Country Kitchen back in 94, I think it was. And just, you know, I've witnessed her
maturity.
Just how much she strives for excellence.
Oh.
In the best ingredients in her food. And that, for me, it's a detail. It's like she really cares about her customers. She's a loyal following. And she's an amazing human being, very spiritual woman. Love her. And that goes into her work. So Country Kitchen's always a great place. And so Lynn Moss is a beautiful woman inside and out. So call and wish you happy birthday.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. But if we get five more calls like that, we won't have to worry about talking to anybody. Because then we get a 12-minute.
There you go. I had to talk about it.
Okay, I know. Thank you, Lynn, so much. Hey, okay, Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation here, who is in charge of the entrepreneurial division of it, and, of course, the Venture Hub, which, of course, I am so sold on. But I have a question for you, Hope.
Okay,
good morning,
Carl.
First of all, hi.
Good morning.
Such a mischievous one.
Yeah, so this is, I'm in the meeting yesterday, and I'm on an advisory board, and we were talking about the Venture Hub, and somebody said, well, what is the demographics? They asked Hope Seth, well, what's the demographics of the coding class? And your answer was, well, it goes from my 15-year-old niece to a Carl Bot. So, what is that? What's that exactly mean, Hope?
Carl, tell us what that means.
That you're getting older.
Hope, what does that mean?
You know, we just have a wide range of generations of technical familiarity, right?
No, I think it's great. It's a good visual.
And you're still there. You're still
it's not like they kill you if you're not putting brackets in the right place, Hope. This is not combat where if you don't quite make it, somebody shoots you through the chest.
It just goes to show that a senior citizen
Linda
is very
I didn't even say that.
No, that a senior citizen is
Linda.
It starts at 50.
You weren't yelling senior the other day.
Yes, I was. Senior power.
You were so channeling Ken Murray with the I have a question.
Yeah. Oh, God. So it just goes to show you that
if you ever use that term, senior citizen again, I am going to tell secrets on you.
Hey, listen, when I was 50 years old and I knew that Goldie Hawn was on the front of ARP that came to my house, I said, okay, I'm not so bad. Goldie Hawn's still hot, you know. Anyway, so 50 starts really, they start with the seniors.
Anyway.
And I don't like the word term either, but the reality is that people of a certain age,
here come the phone calls. You know what? This is supposed to be Hope Seth's hour, and so far all we've talked to is Lynn and about how old I am. Thank you very much. Hope's loving it because, you know, okay.
Okay, we're talking about...
We're talking about the Economic Development Corporation, yes. And of course, what Hope does, and the entrepreneurial spirit, and you're running the Shasta Venture Hub. So, how is the hub doing?
Yeah, the hub. You know, we're coming up on our 1-year anniversary on September 1st.
Tell people who may not be up on what the Shasta Venture Hub is.
True. So, the Shasta Venture Hub is a resource hub for entrepreneurs who are looking to start their businesses, looking to develop inventions or products, looking to maybe grow, figure out how to scale, how to grow. So we're really a resource hub that helps connect entrepreneurs to those resources. We also have workspace available, so we have a co-working space where members can, for $100 a month, just drop on in, access it 24/7, and be able to come in and work with Wi-Fi and conference rooms and get stuff done. We also have an incubator space, so that's really where our offices are, and those are for startup companies that are going to grow and scale and create jobs in Shasta County.
Great. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dan, you got something about the Venture Hub.
Yeah, I just wanted to recognize that, you know, they're doing such a fantastic job of putting this thing together. It's creating a lot of excitement. But the fact that they're reaching out to such a large demographic you know, and Carl, you representing that upper limit of that senior group, we just wanted to say thank you for that. You know, those people have a tendency to check out of the workforce, and, you know, the fact that they're reaching out to you guys and making it simple, I think that's fantastic. So, happy birthday, and, you know, keep representing well that upper limit to what's possible.
Boy, just keep twisting that thing.
Man. I like the upper limit.
I'm not sure if I'm bleeding worse or less now.
Upper limit sounds macho.
Thanks a lot, Ben. I can't wait to buy you lunch someday.
When you do your race, you should call it the upper limit category.
Instead of the outer limits, we should be the upper limits. Okay.
I think we just qualified for a different group for the Spartan, too. It worked out well.
Are we going to average our ages? Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy. Semper Fi. Hey, but you know what? He was being somewhat facetious, but in this coding class, which is one of the things that's happening there, it is reaching across because coding is the future. And because you may have a few years on you, doesn't mean you don't want to keep your mind active and be able to learn these. I was able to have a conversation the other day, well, albeit a limited conversation, with a software developer who is extremely successful in what he developed. And he says, well, what are you learning? I said, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. He said, well, that's great. He says, that's what you need. He says, and I've gone on to C++ and some of the other things. But he and I were talking. He turns around because other people are just – these are very bright people that are there. They have no idea, really, is, you know, what they're talking about. He says, well, this is what happens. We're building code and all this. And he writes thousands of lines of code. So yeah. This class – you know, which I got involved with because Joe invited me just so I could talk about it. But, you know, because we have veterans in it, and we have disabled veterans, yeah, that this guy is changing his life, literally. And we're going to have Chris on here at the end of the class and have him talk about it. But
that's great.
That's what he's done. But that's one of the things that y'all have done, is be able to put things together like this.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what you see in the coding class is actually representative of our members at the Venture Hub as well. So we have members who are early 20s, outside of college, you know, they're working on their ideas and their projects. But we also have members who are older, who actually have been employed in careers for 30 years, and they have another idea, and they want to go and pursue that. In fact, there's a study that shows that the highest rates of entrepreneurship are either right out of college or at that 50, over 50, at that kind of they've worked in a career. They've been working on, they've had ideas as they've been working along, and then that now they want to go and pursue something else.
Well, you know what, I look at it like this, is learning, you know, that Joe said something, and we listened to some other people. These guys are, you know, talking about it, that you use English all the time. And if you're going to be in business, you ought to be able to speak the language of business as far as electronics and in tech, in coding. Be able to build and do marketing, which is one of the things you're talking about, is how do we market ourselves here in town? And how is our town marketed? Because that's something that you all do all the time.
Hmm. Who's involved with the branding?
Yeah, so the branding of the EDC, the region.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Shasta EDC really works to market our region to potential companies.
Mm-hmm.
I say companies because that's a little bit different than just trying to get people who see this area as being a great place. In fact, if you ask most people what they love about this area, what they're known for, if I go down to Silicon Valley and I ask people and I tell them, hey, I'm from Redding, from Shasta County, they'll go, I remember going on a houseboat
exactly
when I was a teenager up there. They think vacation. They think recreation. They don't think business. And so
right,
our work at the EDC is to brand our region as competitive for business. And by doing that, we have to look and say, what are the assets of our region? What do we have? What are the resources? And what types of companies do what we have fit? We can't be all things to all people. We can't do things that we don't
right
have the resources for. But what do we have? And what kind of companies need that? And then let's target them. So we're very specific, but that's what one of the things that we do there.
Great. And I tell you all, it's a battle. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it just sounds like a familiar voice, doesn't it, Carl?
It sounds like a familiar voice here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. You're older than me.
This is my sister.
Calling from Tennessee.
Hi, I understand you won't be at work on your actual birthday.
Yep, well, Linda is whisking me away,
whisking
whatever.
Whisking him away.
And I'm not sure what whisking means, but, I mean, it, as long as it doesn't, you know, entail chains or anything like that, we're okay. So.
It probably actually entails a whip.
Oh.
Yes, there will be whipping involved. I'll tell you afterward. You'll see pictures.
Oh.
Well, so I just thought I'd call and wish you a happy birthday. I won't say which one it is.
Everybody, our guest already has said that I'm in the upper atmosphere here. When they said, what's the age range and what's the demographics for the class they're in? Oh, from my 15-year-old niece to a Carl Bot. I mean,
you notice I didn't put an age on there. Though.
You didn't.
No.
But I'm the, and then somebody else called and said it's called the upper limits.
The upper.
So. Anyway, hey, sis,
Sandy,
I love
good
you.
Good to hear your voice. I can't wait to see you pretty soon.
Yeah, see you here at the end of the month.
That's right. We're all going to go to flood the Northwest with our presents.
I love you, honey.
I love you. Happy birthday. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. Give Steve hugs for us.
Okay.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm sorry.
The word is out to, you know, the call today for your birthday.
Okay.
So that's what that's all about.
Well,
you won't
here.
Be on the air, so people can't call. And Hope just happens to be here in the midst of all that. But meanwhile, you're talking about some really great good positive energy, what you all are doing.
Yeah.
And last night, you know, we had a very long day, and Carl said, I'm just going to go for a little bit. And he didn't get home till like 9:30. I said, well, I thought you were, oh, no. He said, I really got excited. Well, I stayed for the whole class. And
I stayed afterwards. I stayed afterwards because I had this thing. I almost had it figured, the coding part, and on this one on changing on adding a background picture in your website.
Wow.
And I'm saying, well, I'm doing this thing, and Nathan Noble was there. And he goes, oh yeah, that should do it. And then we both got to a point. I said, you know what? I need to go home right now because I'm tired. Because we started at 5. And
yeah.
That was 9:30 last
yeah.
night. And then tonight's going to be another one of those, and tomorrow night's going to be worse.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the class itself, I find,
fascinating.
It's fascinating.
Because your mind is growing.
Because it's any time you can learn.
Right.
Hey, we're going to take a break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. With all the new laws that the Sacramento legislature has just passed, you might want to go out and buy your guns now. And Bastiani, John, and Sarah have a great selection of both pistols and long guns there. Great prices. He can meet or beat big box store prices on many, many of his weapons. Also, any type of shooting accessory you could possibly want there. Gunsmithing, great customer service, classes in CCW, and hunter safety. All of this in one spot, Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Hope Seth and the EDC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Wednesday, August the 3rd, right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Happy Wednesday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. What are you shaking your
Nothing,
head
I'm
for?
Just, no, it's just I'm
What
old.
Are you, like? No,
I'm, old. I'm a senior citizen. I'm a senior citizen, according
Located
to you. You said it three times.
1322 Pine Street. Well, what's wrong with being a senior citizen?
Oh, well, first of all, it is, a
it.
It is in, you know what? It, to me, being called a senior citizen is like I don't feel that way. And if you don't feel that way, you don't act that way. Here, let me throw a tantrum right now. I'll show you senior citizen.
Okay.
You'll think a three-year-old just walked into the house.
I do take my on Tuesdays at Ross's. I will take, if you're over 55, you can get your senior discount at Ross, and I do it. I never did that until last year and said, do you have Tuesday? Do you? I got 15, I think it's 10% or something like that. Anyway, so my favorite boutique of all places is, of course, in Reading called Dandelion, and they're wonderful. They have Miss Me and Brighton and wonderful brands and candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion. Give them a call at 247-1292 or check them out at 1322 Pine Street. Really, you're all go shop at Dandelion.
Hope Seth is with us from the Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about the branding and how we were just talking during the break how the Tesla car with a driver in it, of course, the car that can drive itself or the self-driving car had an accident and killed the driver. And they're trying to figure out what had happened. They're pretty sure they knew what happened with it, where the car drifted off and it hit the side of a truck. But you had a really, really great comment on that.
Yeah. I think with technology, there's always the technology just changes everything. It changes how we do it for good, for bad, indifferent. I don't know if, it just is different, right? So one of the things that's I think, different about technology and the development process as you develop products and technologies nowadays is that the media, it's so easy to know what's happening all over with companies, what they're doing, et cetera. 25 years ago, you may be developing a product that's really honestly not going to be ready for commercialization for 20 years down the road, and you're going to hear about it as it gets much closer. Well, now
sure.
We hear about things early stage thinking that, oh my goodness, the car, we're going to have in 2 years
this car.
This car and this new completely transformed this way
of this
transportation.
The 24-hour news cycle, it is voracious. And it goes out there and will grasp things. But you're right. Things that you would have never heard of before in the experimental side of it. And, okay, this was a tragic accident. But, you would have never heard about this before. And then they would have corrected whatever that was by the time it gets out. But there will be people that remember this. because of that.
That's right. I just think we have to remember that, you know, just because it comes out in the news and they're working on it doesn't mean that it's ready to go anytime in the near future. And same thing with companies that come into the Venture Hub and they're working on their ideas. You know, it's you can actually begin to publicize too early what you're doing. And we got to make sure that, that you're going through the development process in a smart way.
Well, you know, and I think that's, you know, what the EDC does. You know, it's like you said, you've got to get people's minds wrapped around the fact it's a good place to do business. It's not just a place to come lay on a houseboat for a week. This is a good place to start, you know, to expand your business into, and that you've expand out of San Francisco. You put, you know, put something up here, you know, with 10 or 15 employees that you pay a third less, who live two-thirds better than their counterparts down in the Bay Area because they can get much better homes. The ambiance of the whole area is a lot better.
That's right.
And they have the houseboats.
That's an added bonus, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's it. And I think that's really a good point. And the EDC having to, you know, I think, frankly, that, you know, we talk about, you know, I see other people, oh, look at our outdoors. Look how great our outdoors is. I think that should be like secondary. I really do. I think secondary, even tertiary, to how we're going to do business. You know, I think, you know, we have to bite the bullet on this fiber optic cable. Put it right, you know, downtown and just say, look, you've got capabilities for this high-speed internet, for this giant pipe. You all can, you know, it will be available to you. And by the way, we have, look at all this beautiful, you know, terrain. You can run along the trails. I went to headhunted by a company out of Virginia. And when I went into it and talked to them, they were talking about the job and the benefits. But one of the things they pointed out was, and look at our campus out here, and it was a pretty large campus, and it was, you know, guarded, that they talked about all the running trails they had and the workout stations along the running trail. And this is a big, and then you have a gym and your own locker there. I mean, this was one of the things they pointed out, which I think we can use that too, but it's after, like you said, it's after why this is a good place to do business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but we're also needing to attract talent to our area, too. And so the lifestyle argument really does come into play when you're trying to attract a younger demographic. Maybe, you know, maybe we're good on the retirement side in terms of how we're attracting the retirement generation. But what if we want to attract a younger workforce? What do they look for? Those are all really important conversations. And that, I think, doesn't fall on the responsibility of any one organization or even our government. I feel like that is us inventing the community that we would want our kids to be able to live in. And that requires getting involved in different groups that are doing those things. It means having a vision and finding other people with the same vision and making investments. We have to invest in our own community, not looking for other people to make those investments.
How long have you been here?
3 years.
Okay.
In terms of, I've been back for 3 years.
Right. Right. You've been here before.
I was here in the early right. 2000.
Okay, so then you've come back and you've been here for 3 years. What do you feel has changed, or what are you experiencing now? Do you have children?
I do. So my first time here, I was single. Second time being back, now I'm married with three kids.
Okay, so back to school, how old are they?
12, 9, and 6.
Okay, so you're going through the back to school, getting them back into school. And what are you experiencing as a mom, business entrepreneur, with all the things that you're doing? What have you seen that's different, the highs and the lows?
Yeah, you know, a couple things that kind of stood out to me, I would say, on a personal level coming back was I feel like the region has done a great job with its natural resources. The trail development, you know, when I first lived here the first time, there was just the one little river, 6 mile river trail loop. And to see how much that they have developed and what has gone into them it was a great thing. The Turtle Bay Museum came along while I was gone. The Sundial Bridge, those types of places, you know, downtown, it's interesting. I hear everyone complain about downtown. I lived in a beautiful downtown, but there was no restaurants and entertainment. And so when I came back to Reading, I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at all these restaurants that are downtown. I mean, this is amazing.
And
I mean,
the Cascade.
And the Cascade. And, you know, I think anytime we begin to compare mm-hmm. our city with another city, depending on where we come from, it's either going to fall short or it's going to do well. I actually think we need to stop comparing ourselves to other cities. And we need to say, well, what if we could create something, what would we want to create?
Right, I like that.
Because the city becomes the outworking of a vision.
And that's positive.
So what's our vision?
Mm. Bob? Story in the Associated Press this morning that Facebook is following in the lead of Google and other companies that started out as purely software networking idea places, moving into hardware. They're opening up a lab down there in Menlo Park. Now, housing in Menlo Park and the whole Silicon Valley is just absolutely out of sight. But they are in California. We are in California. So while all the traditional businesses are fleeing California, this looks like the growth area. And how do we get the fiber up here, and how do we get the transportation infrastructure up here to get those companies to say, hey, employees, let's go live in the mountains?
Oh, those are good points. And these are, we need the plane coming in that flies to Los Angeles twice a day. We need the fiber optic cable. We need people to understand is that if they come up here, they can still converse, that we actually speak English up here. And we have a fiber, we have the big hose that can take them anywhere. And they can work their people up there and save money putting them up here and still get a good group of people. And at the same time, we're training a generation of people to work in this software industry and the coding and the websites and all that. I mean, we're close, mm-hmm. but it's going to take something to push it over. And I got a question here on the chat room that's pretty good, but we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue right there, the best place in the world to get a haircut. That's right, in the world, from DC Tim or Logan right there. Veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and is man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages with Hope Seth of the EDC.
We've got it all for you, but we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Reading Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work no more homeless pets in the North State.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio innovations that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays, or streaming anytime on KC.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to the Bay Show. And done by
people
so well.
People have called and
so
said well. That they yeah. appreciate you. So yeah. Yeah.
Well, we can't physically spank you, sir, without risking injury. So
yeah, I'm pretty old.
Yeah, right.
That's the hard part as you age, is people don't think you're still. Okay, right now going up to 103 today, we're going to have this kind of weather. Extremely hot if you leave it for a few minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. It's a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. They do not take insurance there. This enables Dr. Jill to spend all of her time treating and caring for her patients. Close monitoring of chronic illnesses and so many other things that happen with WellCare MD. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. If you're tired and wait for 60 minutes or an hour, or that is an hour, or something like this at WellCare MD. It's a flat fee. If you have to go see a specialist, of course, they'll put you out to a specialist, and your insurance is needed for that. WellCare MD, flat fee. All right, we're here with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation. We're talking about, the question was,
part of the conversation. You know, actually, our tax environment tends to be incentive environment. What kind of workforce do we have here? Those are the conversations that we're having with companies. What is the real estate cost? What's the utility cost? Those are all the things they want to know about. Where I do see it impacting is companies here that are already here, mm-hmm. are in your professional industries, your healthcare, your engineering, those that are trying to recruit talent. They're trying to recruit a workforce to come here to work for them. And those types of conversations about crime and workforce very much play into it. Those individuals are looking at statistics. They're looking at schools. Now, we know statistics don't tell the whole story, right? We hear a murder rate. We don't know how much of that's just domestic violence related that's contained to that, or mm-hmm. if that's random, or
if people walking by just shooting people.
That's right. But people don't look in depth behind those studies. They just see those headlines and they make their conclusions. So it does affect talent recruitment for sure. It may affect the small entrepreneur who has a small business that wants to be here. Not affecting big companies.
You said something here about our workforce. When people ask us about our workforce, what can you tell us about our workforce here when you talk to people?
Yeah, so, and I can tell you what others have told us, right? So when we started our rebranding campaign, we went out to companies outside our area and said, tell us what your experience has been with Shasta County. What do you think of us, as well as employers in town? And what their comments are is that the workforce here is really good. It's very loyal, very little turnover. A lot of a business cost is in having to retrain employees for turnover. If you talk to Jason Eatman over at the development group, he has one of the lowest employee turnover rates of anybody in his industry.
Wow.
And that's very unique to this region. You don't find that down in the Bay Area. You don't find that down in L.A. Those turnover rates are very high. But here people are loyal.
That's great to hear. Okay, so I just want to say that we did have a big temperature jump, 82 degrees currently. Our computers flipped into the 82, and let's go to the phones. John, good morning. You're live on the air here at KCNR 1460. What's on your mind? John?
Hello, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, bots.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning?
We're good. We're How fine. Are you? And what's on your mind?
This is John Stadelli calling, and I just called to wish Carl a happy birthday.
John Stadelli. All right, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
That used to be the man that held Anselmo's together when it was still Anselmo's.
But we know John way back from days before we even started this radio station.
There you go.
That's right.
Well, John, thanks a lot.
You're amazing.
I appreciate it.
Where you at now, John? Great day. I'm sitting down here at in Cherry Creek Bottom at Maddie's Farms. You ever heard of the place?
No.
Tell us about it.
Do you remember Doyle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Hillary, of course. That's their farm down here. And I'm just waiting on Hillary, the ranch manager, to come. She's got cantaloupes today that are supposed to be incredible. And she's got I'm looking out there. She's got a whole garden full of stuff. So if anybody's looking for some really great produce, I know Hillary's got it down here.
Okay, what's the name of the farms again?
Maddie's Farm.
Okay.
M-A-D-I-S. Maddie, her little daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
John Sedelli. Hey, John, come on back in town. Let's go out and have lunch, buddy.
I'd love to do that. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend, too, for your birthday, please.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
God bless you guys. You bet. Take care.
God bless you. John Sedelli. Gosh, you know what? Love that guy.
We spent a lot of time with John.
Of time, John.
And he's
good
been
man.
A very
good
loyal. Talk about loyal,
good
again. Loyal, loyal person.
You know, the workforce, it's good to hear that. And I think it's not that they're just loyal, but the other thing, too, you get a good job around Reading. You want to keep your job because there's a dearth of good jobs that, you know, for people that are wanting to move up. See, the hardest part is we've got all these kids that graduate from high school. Now we got to get them into something else, either college or some kind of trade with, you know, and this is where the coding comes in, where they can move on to that next step. And that would be, can we tell people is that, okay, you want to bring and put the back end of your software company up here. Can we tell them we've got a force to start working in that yet? Or is that... That's still hard, huh?
I mean, that's where I feel like that is where we're at as a community right now. We are in a transition, and if we're not beginning to retool our workforce, and that includes manufacturing, that includes sales. You know, we actually do have a really strong inside sales workforce, and companies need to sell, right? That's how they continue to exist. So, finding ways of retraining our workforce is so important. And there's a lot of great things out there going on. You have Shasta College, who's bringing in an advanced manufacturing program to really retrain. And they're right there talking to industry, finding out where are things going. We have to, you know, that saying, you have to go to where the not where the puck is, but where it's going.
You
skate to where it's
going
to be.
You got to get in front of it.
We
have
to, as a community, be looking out ahead, saying where are things going and how are we going to get there.
And you see some people that maybe have grasped this vision by, you know, and again, tooling up in the sense of the IT. I mean, that's where it's going to be. That is the car making industry of the future. I think they're good jobs. They can, you know, it's going to employ millions of people.
That's right.
It just can't. I mean, it's got to. And they can't be fine. And if you've got these, you know, people, how do you compete with, putting, you know, all your business over to Pakistan? Well, because you've got a lot of businesses that's not cost effective to put them in, you know, have 50 people working in Pakistan on things. It's more cost effective to have your own people working for you, your 10 people working for you right here.
Yeah.
It's just, but we have to get into the mindset here in Reading and get out of this good old boys group. And see how we can push that up, how we can show that Reading is ready for that next step.
That's right. And what I'm seeing is that it's not quite such a far leap between IT and software and manufacturing. Because that overlap happens is in the hardware side. Just like what you said earlier was that there is a move from software to hardware. And I think that's a great opportunity that we have in the future to begin to carve out a niche here.
Green industry, too.
Absolutely.
For the most part.
Well, a former business person here that's in our chat packet said, and had a beautiful, thriving business here, said, wish that they were a little more friendly in Reading to do business for people who want to have a better vibe in the downtown area, plus make it better. So we have to, again, as we come through with these positive changes, get people to start feeling, again, safe to just hang around downtown. And that's a really big thing for people inside of our chat room, again, that, you know, we just want to, what do we do to make a shift? And we have so many people that are working on it right now.
That's true. And we do. And we're working on it. And I feel like people, we want to see change. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's really important that we have the right people at the table when it comes to our city and our elected officials, when it comes to our business community. And we really should be working together to create that change. And instead of putting up hurdles for people, we really need to be putting speed bumps, because we're going to have regulation. We're going to have to live within it. But how do we make it the most business friendly we can?
Coming Jobs War, book you get, let me read, which has changed my life. And it could, should, every one of the people who have been elected in this community should make, we should force them to read it.
Tomorrow, Clark and Clark. And Friday, a special guest on as well. We'll see you tomorrow night down at Wind River.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna
stay. Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. A police officer with one of the nation's busiest mass transit systems has been arrested and now charged with attempting to support ISIS.
The officer for Washington, D.C.'s Metro Transit System has been charged with attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. According to federal officials, 36-year-old Nicholas Young of suburban Fairfax attempted to wire money to people he thought were linked to the terrorist group but were actually undercover FBI agents. Young has worked for the transit system for more than a decade and has reportedly been under surveillance since 2010. Authorities say there was never any credible threat to the transit system itself.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Earl is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall. Early today, the storm was centered about 300 miles east, southeast of Belize City, with top sustained winds near 65. Mexico, Belize.